This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, and here comes the dusty one. Indiana Hone Line, the chapeau, the bullwhip, and his bag of tricks. Thaddeus?
Indiana, there's Pompeii has been revealing secrets for a long period of time, and yet they're still unearthing finds, this time regarding the servants' quarters?
Absolutely. It's a gift that keeps on giving. It's 2,000 years old, and in the ruins from the 79 AD volcanic eruption, which covered and preserved stuff because of the ash, acted as a preservative, they found in a hidden room where the slaves lived, and it tells what the life was like. You see the wooden bed, you see the carriers, you see there's a container where it looks like it's the remains of reins for a horse, and a wooden chest and several tall Roman jars in the corner. And this is in the northern suburb of the city, which are being researched and uncovered exceptional discovery in the past few years. But this one is really remarkable. It's the first time. It's not the physical finding. It's the human findings, the learning, see how they live. We know that thousands were killed and buried under 20 feet of ash. So they're able now to explore, and it has to be done very carefully, which is why it's taking so long to make these discovery. But, most of the histories were written about by and about men of high standing. So the people like those who lived in these quarters were usually ignored. Now we have a real look to see virtually firsthand of what life was like.
Quickly, dusty one, we go to the Western Wall, the excavations part of the City of David, the discovery of an amethyst seal on it that suggests a plant that was used for the Second Temple as well as Cleopatra. What am I looking at, dusty one?
This is an amethyst seal that was engraved with what I thought to be the earliest depiction of a plant that was used for incense in the Second Temple and for perfume by Cleopatra. You know, Mark Antony gave her a whole grove of these trees, persimmons, but they're not the persimmons that we know today. This has an engraving of a bird next to a branch, and this expensive biblical persimmon used to make the fragrance. It's also called in Hebrew bosem or balm of Gilead, and it was found at the foundation stones of the Western Wall. As I said, 2,000-year-old ring, and it was a signet ring at the same time, something that was increasingly popular there, these stone stamps that people used for their own, as a seal for their correspondence and stuff. It's common to find the seven species, but rarely does one find the persimmon or this believed to be this very expensive and rare plant. So it's the first time that they have found something like this in an archaeological discovery of this kind. And they're certainly looking for more to see what else they will find.
Jewish historian Josephus Flavius wrote that Mark Antony gave Cleopatra a valuable persimmon grove that belonged to King Herod. So part of his gift-giving was to give her enough to make perfume for 2,000 years. Thaddeus McCotter, right. American Greatness, the Dusty One, Indiana Hone Line. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You've got life goals, and Future Track by Union Savings Bank can help you achieve them, like moving your life in a whole new direction or just out of your parents' house. Future Track coaches help you chart your personal financial journey with ongoing advice, insights, and digital tools. Our assistance isn't one and done. We're here for the entire journey, no matter the path you choose. So whatever moves you want to make, we'll be here. Future Track by Union Savings Bank. To each their own future. Member FDIC.